Okay, so I've been engaging, trying to make predictions with the American primaries, and it's been a bit treacherous because it's been so fluctuating and volatile. But overall, most of what I was tapping into did seem to play out in what occurred as things evolved. But there was one instance where it seemed to be totally off, and that was in New Hampshire. The card that I'd gotten for Donald Trump was strength reversed. But what seemed to happen was completely opposite. It seemed that he should have gotten strength right side up, because he did. That was an expression of strength, his results on that day. So I was wondering what happened in that case. Is it that the reversal was not accurate? Is it my own energy that affected the imagery that I got at that moment?
I would express that it was accurate. And in that, I would express that you were not necessarily looking at the situation entirely clearly.
Okay.
That there was a facade of strength. Not actual strength.
Okay.
A factor that he was successful, or in your terms, victorious, in relation to his party. Not in general, but in relation to his party. And that primary was not actually a show of strength. It was a facade. You were looking at the situation somewhat black and white.
Yeah.
And in that, it was not that the card was incorrect, and it was not that your interpretation of the card was incorrect either. And it was not that you were influencing the card. The card was correct, and your interpretation of it was correct also, and you were not influencing of that. You were merely looking at the situation somewhat too black and white, and looking at it as an either-or situation, rather than looking closer at what was being expressed and recognizing that this was a show.
In the actual
That
movement of energy, what occurred for him was actually not an expression of strength.
Correct. Correct. It was a show. It was a facade. Now, understand, as you are aware, that this is a reflection of not him, but the people that are supposedly supporting him. Now, in that, what it was a show of is division, desperation, and confusion. In that, it was not a show of strength at all. It was a show of that the people are uninformed and are afraid.
Oh, that's an interesting, yeah, because I was just looking at the numbers, those kinds of results, but that makes sense to me. That resonates what you're saying in terms of the energies that were being expressed in relation to him and his campaign was actually more fearful than strong.
Yes.
Okay.
That is the point. Therefore, I would be acknowledging of you, you did express with the cards accurately. You merely were interpreting a slight difficulty in the interpretation of it because you were viewing the situation somewhat black and white.
So if I am inquiring of results in terms of who wins according to the numbers, I need to make that specific in the question. My question was larger than that.
Yes.
In terms of predictions, I'm thinking about the future of predictions in general, but specifically with tarot. You know, as I've been experiencing making predictions with the American political process right now, it seems to me that as the shift progresses, it will become more and more irrelevant and tricky to make predictions because people are going to become more and more present, more self-directing, more aware of choices in each moment. And that would, I think, put prediction out of business a little bit.
I would agree. But what I would express is that prediction is, in actuality, merely another word for speculation. And speculation is based in patterns and sequences and potential. In that, predictions are expressed in relation to what the patterns and the potentials and the expressions of now are, and whether they are building or declining, or which direction they seem to be moving in, generating more consistency with the pattern. But in that, it does very much move in opposition to presence and self-directingness, and in that to choice.
Yeah.
Therefore, I would agree with you that the more aware you become and the more self-directing and the more present you become, the less predictions will be effective and the less they will actually express validity.
And predictions, in any case, even now, it's a bit of a mindfuck, isn't it? Because, like, for example, we were listening to this interview with some guys who built this system called Time Tracks, which is basically an algorithm which I think has some similarity to astrology or cycles of time. And I was looking at my own time tracks, and it was showing 2016 to be a very big year in terms of activity and compared to others. And knowing that in advance, it creates a sort of expectation which can fuck things up in a way. It makes it harder to handle, and it ends up creating a distraction. The point being that it's not always beneficial to know in advance, even if it's an accurate depiction of the movement.
I would agree, and incorporating a step further with that, what I would express is another reason that predictions would become less effective and accurate is that the more present you are, the less suggestible you are. And in that, one of the factors in alignment with what you were expressing is that when you generate predictions and an individual incorporates that information, the suggestion has been planted that that prediction is almost an absolute. Therefore, the individual is likely to actually create that. For just as you expressed that it creates an expectation, it does. And the suggestion plants that seed in which then the individual will likely move in that direction and create that very expression that has been predicted. Now, is that to say that the prediction was accurate then because the individual did create that? Not necessarily, for if the suggestion had not been offered, would the individual have created that? Perhaps, perhaps not. But the factor remains that the more aware individuals are and the more present they are, the more self-directing they are, and in that, the less suggestible they are. Even now, I would express that many of you have enough information and have turned your attention to yourselves in a great enough capacity that even when suggestions are offered to you in very strong and even absolute manners, you may initially move in those directions, but you relatively quickly begin to question. You are already aware enough that I would not express that the factor of suggestion is not affecting at all. It is. But it is already less affecting for the most part, will stop and question what is being suggested to you. And in addition to questioning, you incorporate a new tendency to pay attention to your own intuition
So it
and listen to what you feel about the suggestion and evaluate a combination of what your intuition is telling you and what you trust by paying attention to what you believe. Not what your beliefs are, but what you believe, and therefore what you trust. And what you believe may not be in harmony with what is being suggested to you.
It kind of makes the, you know, when we do, when I do tower spreads, there is often this position, this card that is supposed to show the alignment, the direction the person is going in. And I'm sort of wondering if, would you be encouraging me to make an adjustment and instead of presenting or designing this position to be representing of an alignment or a direction, to more simply present that as, you know, a position of now, because I mean, what's the point anyway? If any alignment can change, and I'm not sure it's very necessarily constructive to continue using the cards with that kind of information being suggested. Although, that's what many people are after.
I'm understanding, and I would express that this is a subject that is, in actuality, significant, for in that it is not about predicting, but it is about what the individual is projecting and what direction they are presently moving in, and therefore it gives you information that you can share in relation to the individual in encouragement or caution.
So it could therefore be beneficial.
Yes, for in that if the individual is expressing in a particular direction presently, that is to their benefit, and they continue to move in that direction. It is not that you are predicting what that will produce.
No.
Or what direction that they will be moving in, but that you can use that as an encouragement to them in a manner of success. Whereas also, conversely, dependent upon what that card is expressing in relation to that individual's energy now and their direction, and knowing that although this is supposedly a future card, it is a now card, that showing a potential in relation to the present direction. Therefore, in some situations, it can be beneficial as a cautionary card, in that if the individual continues to express in the direction that they are, there is a potential that they can be harmful to themselves.
All right, so that's already how I'm using the cards.
Yes.
Okay.
And I would encourage you to continue in that direction. It is not about predicting the future. It is a future card, but it is not about predicting it. It is about either using that as cautionary or encouraging.
Right, it's about identifying a momentum or a current direction.
Correct.